Welcome to Italy Beyond the Obvious, where you can get free luxury travel advice just by listening. I'm Katie Sewell.
I'm Madeline Jawar.
Madeline creates customized Italy itineraries for independent travelers, something she's been doing for 20 years. She founded her company, Italy Beyond the Obvious, in 2008. And today we're going to give you 9 examples of authentic experiences that can be had in Italy. Madeline, what is an authentic experience?
Well, authentic experiences people usually define as connecting with the locals and understanding the culture. So I think anything where you can meet somebody who is working in a specific area and who has been working there for a long time and understands it really well. So you get into the category of artisans, farmers, a lot of food-related activities, food and wine and animals, anybody that kind of makes something, a local Italian that makes something and will bring you into their world and show you what they do and give you that much more of a connection to the culture and the country.
Are they expensive?
No. And I think of the experiences that I've picked today to discuss, none of them are expensive. We've talked about luxury experiences, and I think many people would want an authentic experience on a luxury trip because it's the way that they choose to use their time and their energy. We actually book a lot of authentic experiences for luxury travelers on luxury trips, but these authentic experiences are themselves not very expensive at all.
So we have 9 of them that Madeline's going to highlight. So you might want to grab a pen and jot them down just in case one sounds like the perfect thing.
Where possible, I'll include links to these in the show notes and on my website where the podcast can be found.
ItalyBeyondTheObvious.com. So what is number one?
So I tried to put these in order of kind of most easily accessible to most beyond the obvious. So I'll start with the ones that the most people could do probably on a typical trip. These are the ones that are pretty easy to find. You don't have to rent a car and drive into the depths of the Umbrian countryside for the first few. One excellent way to just get an authentic experience, even if you're just doing Rome, Florence, Venice, is to sign up for a dinner with locals. And there's 2 great organizations that we book on a regular basis. One is called Home Food and one is called Bon Appetit. And both are organizations where a local will cook for you in their home. Home food is a much more rigorous process, and the home food cooks are actually certified. They have to pass tests on their menus. They have to pass tests on their table decoration, and it has to be consistent the whole time. So if you sign up for home food, you're getting a real home chef, like a real home cook who's not working in a restaurant, but who's passed a pretty rigorous set of rules that the organization sets. And home food is across Italy. It's everywhere. It's from the Dolomites to Tuscany to Umbria to Liguria to Sicily. It's everywhere. And then the second one is Bon Appetit, and those are more locals that will cook for you in their home. So if you just want to hang out with some locals, you want to go to Rome and have a trendy evening on the patio drinking wine with some locals, that's a great opportunity as well, just to get to know people who will welcome you into their home and want to hang out with you and get to know you and cook local food for you.
Generally speaking, would you need to speak Italian to really get the most out of an experience like that?
No, they actually cater to foreign travelers. And so they understand that you probably don't speak Italian. When I did the home food experience, I did it in Torino, and a very good friend of mine is Torinese. And so I brought her with me, and she said, I've never heard of this before. She's like, only you foreigners know about this type of thing. Italians, they go to their friends' houses. They don't need to book dinners with locals, right? Like, they know tons of locals that they can eat with. And the websites are also, they cater to English speakers. So you don't need to navigate an Italian website either. They're pretty easy to book.
So how much would it cost to have dinner with a local?
It's usually a really good deal in terms of value for money compared to a restaurant. The quality of food is usually that of a very nice restaurant. I mean, you get multiple courses, and so it's in the 50 to 80 euros a head price range, which is what you would pay at a really good restaurant. And you get multiple courses, and it includes the wine, and of course you get the experience. So it's actually, it's a good deal for what it is.